You're listening to SBS News.
When Israeli influencer Max Pfeiffer uploaded a video purporting to show two nurses, one who claimed to be a doctor, bragging to him about killing Jewish people, it took just hours for it to go viral.
I have a question. Let's say an Israeli,
God forbid. I won't treat them. I'll kill them.
You'll kill them? So if an Israeli is in Australia and God forbid something happened to him and he comes to your hospital.
That was part of an exchange via remote online video between Israeli influencer Mr. Pfeiffer and two medical workers in uniform at Bankstown Hospital on Tuesday night. Police are now combing CCTV footage, interviewing staff and identifying the site in which the incident was filmed. They are attempting to piece together the circumstances behind an incident described by Australia's Prime Minister as sickening. Detectives have confirmed the video had been edited and Mr. Pfeiffer has agreed to provide the full footage.
You have no idea how many Israeli Charat doc came to this hospital and...
The Israeli content creator has spoken to Sky News about the video, saying he was trawling online chat rooms when he found the nurses. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has suggested the nurses could soon face potential criminal charges.
There's every indication that it would be captured under the existing laws. However, given the rolling nature of anti-Semitic hate crimes in Sydney over the last 3-4 months, even beyond that, but particularly a hot period during the summer period, we cannot send anything other than an unambiguous message against hate crimes and anti-Semitism or racism in general.
The two healthcare professionals, a male and female, have been stood down from their roles pending investigation. The police investigation is led by Strike Force Pearl, a unit recently set up amid a string of anti-Semitic attacks across Sydney. New South Wales Health has so far found no indication to support claims that Israeli patients have been denied treatment or killed. But the scene has caused alarm among health authorities, politicians and community leaders, including Alex Rivkin from the Council for Australian Jewry. Mr. Rivkin describing the incident as a warning of the reach of anti-Semitism.
This is a warning sign once again to all Australians about the evil that exists in our midst, the need to understand this ideology and to confront it, and the harm that it does to all Australians.
The state's health minister, Ryan Park, is also promising an inquiry into this and other potentially related issues at the same facility. He says he'll meet staff at Bankstown Hospital today.
We will not just be looking at this incident per se, but we will also be obviously going through previous cases to make sure that that hospital has been working in a way that reflects those values around safety and care.
Meanwhile, health authorities are trying to reassure the Jewish community that health practitioners are committed to providing the best possible care to every patient. Representatives of New South Wales Nursing and Midwives Association paused a Sydney strike for pay and work conditions on Thursday to address the incident. The union's acting general secretary, Michael Waits, shared a message for the public.
We want to assure people of the Israeli and Jewish communities that you are safe when you come to New South Wales Health for healthcare. The vast majority of our members stand against racism and bigotry.
While nurse Aubrey Smith said the incident is not a reflection on the sentiments or work of colleagues at Bankstown Hospital.
And I say to you, nurses and midwives across New South Wales, stay strong. The moments that you have shared with families, with your patients, with your community is what will stand. That is what speaks for us as professionals.
The male nurse has been identified as an Afghan refugee who has previously publicly shared his ambition to become a doctor in Australia. At his home, Channel 7's Sunrise program spoke with an unnamed family member who said she was sorry about what he'd said.
I feel so bad and I'm really shaking. I'm really frustrated. I do apologise about his comment.
Family members of the female nurse have told media the woman is having panic attacks and may need medical treatment. They also claim she was set up in the video. The case has made global headlines, including in major Jewish newspapers. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.